Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is going on? My name is Justin, this is Sports Sales and Coffee, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day, allowing me to enter your ear holes and tickle that beautiful brain of yours with a little bit of information, a little bit of knowledge, and even some motivation that will hopefully help you reach and exceed your sales goals so you can absolutely dominate. If you enjoy what you're listening to, and I really hope you do and you are, it would mean the world to me if you could like, subscribe, and comment. And when I say comment, I mean leave a review on wherever you listen to the podcast, whether it be iTunes, Spotify, or like the 9 other ones that Anchor puts it on. It'd mean the world to me. I guess it helps with the algorithm, and I don't know, maybe we get some more listeners. And I've been getting more listeners, and it's all because of you. It's you, the listener. That's who I care about. I care about you, and I care that you're enjoying the podcast, and you're grabbing some information out of it. And I absolutely love it in that it shows me that you're enjoying it because you're telling your friends, you're telling your coworkers about the podcast, and it's growing every day, and it's all because of you. It's all word of mouth, and it just humbles the shit out of me to know that you're telling your friends about it, and I absolutely love it. I love getting hit up on LinkedIn or in the DMs, and someone say, and I kind of always ask, hey, how'd you hear about the podcast? And a lot of people, oh, I got referred to it by so-and-so, or a buddy at work, or I saw something else, and I absolutely love that. So from the bottom of my heart, I say it every episode because I absolutely mean it. Thank you so much for doing that. And continue to do that, please. That'd be amazing. And then I'd love to be friends ourselves. If you don't follow me yet, please follow me on social media. I'll follow you back at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok. At SSC underscore podcast on Twitter. Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn. Slide into my DMs. Let me know your thoughts, your feelings, how you found out about the podcast, how maybe you think it's helping you. If you have any ideas for an episode, or maybe if you want me to talk about a certain subject, or have a question or anything like that, I'm very, very reachable. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. It all goes to my phone, and it is 2020, so my phone is on my hip at all times, except for right now where it's on the table next to me. So yeah, I'm very reachable. Hit me up, I'll get back to you, and then we'll be friends ourselves. I'll follow you, or hit me up on email, sportsalescoffee@gmail.com. It'd be great to hear from you on an email. I know I get a lot of spam to that email, so it'd be great to not get spam and get someone who I can reply to and chat and go from there. So hope you're enjoying everything. Hopefully everything's going well. We're already in December, which is crazy. The last month of 2020, and I'm not going to do a recap of 2020. 2020 has sucked, but it's opened our eyes to a lot of things. We've made a lot of changes. I think we're moving in the right direction. It's just, it kind of is what it is. So one more month, the work's not done. We still got to work on each other and on ourselves. And I think if we all patch together and we do this, we can make it better, and we can look back when my kids are older, when your kids and our grandkids, they can look back on 2020 and say, shit, there's a lot of things that happened, but that's when the turn happened. That's when it started getting better for people, and I really believe that. You know, they always say the thing that from the movie Moneyball, and I know I'm kind of blabbering right now, but the movie Moneyball, the quote that I always, at the end of the movie, which I always love, is he says, the first one through the wall is always bloody. And it's very, very true. So hopefully we look back, and 2020 was the year we went through the wall, and then it got better from there. So that's what I can hope for. And I'm trying to look at the glass half full. You know, if this is your first episode, that's, I talk about that a lot. If this is your 118th episode, you the real MVP. And that's what we do. So thank you so much. And we'll go from there. Hopefully the week's going well. You know, I'm out there grinding. I'm out there trying to make calls just like you are. So I know the struggle is real. I know people might not necessarily want to talk to us right now, especially in baseball, where we do have a lot of time between now and then. And it's not a lot of time for us, but it's a lot of time for them. So they might be backing off and not making commitments. And if you're doing basketball, I know I talked to some friends who work for the NBA. They're not really sure the first couple months if they're going to be able to have fans, but so they're building things to make it happen later. So we're all making calls. They're all a little bit different, but we're all making calls. And I hope everyone's up for it, and I hope everyone's doing well, and they're grinding, and they're moving. And I know right now sales are going to be at a premium, and sales is something that we have to bring in for our teams, and that's what makes us worth, that's how we show our wealth, or not our wealth, but that's how we show our worth to our teams, and because we're in sales, we have to bring in sales. That's what we have to do. But what I want to tell you right now is to protect yourself, and I know this because I've been fired, and I was told this when I was fired, because I didn't have it. It's, if you're making the calls, if you're putting in the work, if you're busting your ass, but you're getting bad beats, you're not getting people to sign on the dotted line, you're not getting people to spend and give you a deposit, but you're doing the calls, you're doing the work, your sales managers, your GMs can work with you, and they can figure out what the issue is and what the problem is, and they can see that you're there. It's just maybe there's a weak chain in your process. There's a weak link in your chain. That's what I mean. And they can work on it. They can find it. You can change it. But with me, when I got fired, is I didn't have that work. I thought I was putting in the work, and I thought I had enough, but I didn't. And that's why I was let go when I was selling uniforms. Now, when I say I was let go, I gave my 2 weeks. But it was more of like I gave my 2 weeks there, or they gave my 2 weeks later. I was fired. It was just my decision. So make sure you're putting in the work. Make sure you're making your phone calls. And I know it sucks right now, and I know it's tough right now, and I know you're getting a lot of no's, and there might be a lot of times where you're getting questions asked, and you have no idea what the answer is, and you're not trying to lie to them, so you're... And you don't want to lie to them, but you feel like you're lying to them because you don't know the answers. And that's okay. What you got to do there is you got to push through and got to be honest and make your calls. And you got to build your case if you're not bringing in sales. And that's just something, a little advice that I'm making sure even I'm doing. That I'm making sure that I have my book of business up, so if shit hits the fan, I can drop it down and say, listen, this is everyone I reached out to. This is the people that I called. This is why I didn't bring in sales, because of that. XYZ and blah blah blah, and this is what we're doing. So build your case for yourself. You got to do that too. Look out for yourself, look out for number one. But I want to help you out. I want this podcast to still grow, and I think this is why the podcast is working, because I'm going through the same thing you are. So when I talk about things, I'm trying to make sure that I'm doing them. I'm not just sitting on my ivory throne and saying, oh well, 5, 10, 15 years ago this is what I was doing. Man, that was a different world back then. It was a different world 9 months ago. You know what I mean? So we want to make sure that we're on the top of our game, that we're making sure that we are a sharpened knife, that we're ready to strike, that we're putting our best foot forward, that we're making mistakes and we're learning from our mistakes and we're changing our mistakes, and maybe there's something that we're doing and we're switching it up and we're getting better each day. And if we do make a mistake, if we do blow a sale, that we learn from it, we change it, we don't do that again. That's what we want to do. We always want to try to get better. Every single day, we want to get better. Every single call, we're not going to sell everything. We're not going to sell everything. All of our calls are not going to be into sales, but what they can be is they can be the foundation that can come into sales later. Not all of them, but we can get better. So each call, we're getting better and we're getting closer to that sale. And when you, and I've talked about cold calling and I've talked about setting meetings and all that stuff, but what today I want to talk about is I want to talk about making a first impression. Having a solid first impression, because I think it's one, it's huge, and two, now in today where it might be a slower process, we might have our sales process be extended, or people telling us to call back in 2 months when we have more answers. We want to make sure that we leave a good taste in their mouth, that they're not pissed off at us, or they somehow like us in our first impression, that when we call again, they're like, oh, that's Justin? Yeah, I'll pick up, I'll talk to him. It was great talking to him for the first 5 minutes. For the 30 seconds I talked to him, he was polite, I had a good feeling about him, and I'm going to talk to him again. That's what we want to do. We want to build these first impressions. So when I was looking up some information to do this podcast, or do this episode, I came across this, and they broke down of the percentage of when you make a first impression, like how it's made. So what they say is 55% is visual, 38% is your tone of voice, and then 7% is only the words you use. So only 7% of how you make your first impression is what you say. It's how you say it and how you look. Well, guess what? On the phone, they don't know what you look like. They can't see your dashing, beautiful face. So me and you are now equal. You know? So they can't see your beautiful, beautiful, beautiful person that you are. They can't see that. So that means 93% of your first impression is by the tone of that you use when you make your phone call. It's strictly tone. Not even the words you say. It's tone of voice. It's how you're coming in. I've always talked about smiling on the phone. I'm smiling right now. I'm looking at myself in my black TV right now. Looking at myself. Man, good thing they can't see me. But, but you know, it's that's what's happening. It's the tone of voice. You want to leave them with a good taste in their mouth. They feel good after they talk to you. Even if they tell you no, they feel good about it. Next time you call, they're more likely to pick up because they know you're not an asshole. They know you're not a dick. They know you're not just trying to make their, you know, you want them to have, you want to make that good first impression so it's a positive experience for them. And that goes a long way, especially when you're calling people or you have to call back in 3 months or next week or when your schedule gets dropped or when you have more information, you're going to have to call back. So that first impression is so, so important. And because they can't see your beautiful face, you got to make that beautiful voice. You got to make that great tone. It's not even the words you say. It's the tone you talk about it. So what are the steps that I kind of do to make sure that I'm in the right headspace to make phone calls? The first one is I try to just put my day to the side. I take a deep breath. I kind of zen out. I get in my head before I make the phone call. After that second ring, kind of a deep breath, relax. Bam, that's what I want to do. I don't want to bring the stress of my day, that I got dominated in fantasy football last week, that I didn't get my waiver wire claim, that I got in an argument with my boss or a coworker, or that someone pissed me off, or I got cut off driving into work, or you know my iTunes account doesn't work anymore, so I can't listen to my Colin Hay. Colin Hay from Men at Work is a very good. He's got an album. It's called Man at Work. It's an acoustic version of all his songs when he was the lead singer of Men at Work, who sing Down Under, which is a phenomenal song. It's very, very good. It's very, very chill. That is one of my top favorite albums when I'm in the office to listen to. So you don't want to bring your stress of your day into your daily, your call. You don't want to be stressed out. You don't want to be talking all this stuff and be like, I'm not really sure what's going to happen. No. Settle down. Take a breath. Be there in the moment. Be ready for it. You have this. Be positive. Smile. You never know what calls are going to be important and which ones are not. We all know different, you know, every call. Some are very, very good. Some are not so important. Some are just like, click, I'm not going to call the Phillips family again. Nope, never going to call them again. Justin is not getting a call from me. We know that, but then some of them you don't expect are just great, great calls. So we want to go into every call thinking it can be a great call and then go from there. But it starts with taking a deep breath, getting relaxed, getting in a state, you know, a happy state of mind, smiling and going for it, putting our best foot forward. 93% is our tone. That will bring me in my step two. You're not in a hurry. You have no place to be. For that moment during that call, you were not busy. I don't care. You were not trying to rush them off the phone. You're not in a hurry. I got 5 minutes. I'm trying to talk. No, 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 no. That's not happening. That's not happening. You were not rushing them off the phone. You were not in a hurry. I don't care if you have a meeting in 5 minutes. You're still going to be calm. You're still going to take a breath. You're still going to roll with it. And that's your mistake for calling, making a cold call 5 minutes before your meeting. Just don't do that. But at that time, you're not in a hurry. You're on their pace. You're on their time. Because no one likes a salesperson that's just trying to make a sale. That's just calling to make a sale. And if you're hurrying them to get an answer, if you're hurrying them to make a decision, if you're hurrying them to set the appointment, they're not. You come off as you do not have their best interests in mind, and because you don't, and then you're not going to move forward with it. So you're not in a rush when you call them. You're like Matthew McConaughey on a beach. You are just chilled out, nothing to do. I'm on your time. Now, I'm a big, big believer in you want to get to the point, but getting to the point and talking about business and rushing someone off the phone are two completely different things. When I make my phone call, I get right to it. I want to set the meeting. I want to talk to them and get out of there. But I'm not rushing them off the phone. I'm still asking them questions. I'm still bringing it up to them. I'm not trying to talk super fast. And yep. So what do you think? You know, I only have 5 minutes. Like, no, I want to get to the point. I want to talk about business. I want to set the meeting. But I'm not rushing them off the phone. I want my tone. I want my feeling to be, I'll talk to you for an hour right now. I want to get a meeting. I want to set that up. Then we can talk a little bit more. But I want to be there. So at that time, you're not rushing. You're not moving around. You got all the time in the world, baby. That's step two. You got to believe that. You're not calling to just call and check it off your call list. You're calling the Phillips family, the Smith family, the Alexander family, whoever you're calling. Alexander Plumbing and Heating, whoever you're calling. You got the time in the world and you're calling them because you have an idea for them. You have a product, an experience, a solution for their problem, or something to help and benefit them. That's why you're calling them. You're not calling them to call. You're not calling them so you can hit your 50, 100, 75, 150 calls a day. That's not what you're doing. That might be what you're doing, but to them, that's not what they're doing. That's not what you're doing. Because again, think back on it. Think back. You never know what calls are going to be important or not. You never know what calls are going to be special. So if you go into a call thinking, oh, God, this family's not going to buy anything. They're not buying season tickets. They're not going to put down a deposit. This plumbing company is not going to buy my marketing from me. I'm just making my calls to dial so I can hit my numbers. And I feel like, and I don't think I'm contradicting myself, because you got to hit your numbers. And you might be calling them just to hit your numbers. But you don't want them to believe that you're just calling them to hit their numbers, because that's the tone of voice you're going to come off with. You're not going to be truthful. Or you're not going to come off as truthful. You're going to come off as you're just checking the box, and they're not going to move forward with the sale. They're not going to move forward with you, period, because it's not going to be a good fit. And then last, you want to listen. You want to ask questions, and then you want to respond. You want to add to the conversation. Don't just go down the list of the questions. Name, would you be interested? How much money do you spend on marketing? You're like, no. You want to ask questions. If they give you more information, if they turn your cold call into a more of a conversation, go with it. Flow with it. Listen. Listen to what they're saying and then respond. That's how I'm able to set some meetings with people that give me an objection up first. It's not because I have this script down, that I have this magical phrase that I say, and then bam, I'm able to get a meeting from them. Because I say these seven key words that flips them into a trance, and then they're like, oh, I got it now. No, it's because I'm listening to what they're saying, and then I'm responding, and I'm trying to overcome their objection. I'm trying to make sure that we can understand each other. I'm using the feel, felt, found. I'm using the, no, I understand what you're talking about. But what we found is I actually sat down with ABC Company, and they, you know, we kind of found out the same thing, that they were able to add value by adding season tickets, and, you know, they are to raise, you know, employee morale. What do you think? You know, how about we sit down? It's, you want to respond and add to the conversation and have a conversation. That's how you make a good first impression, that you're not a bot. We all got those political calls. Those were terrible. We all get the calls that say that our insurance is running out on a car, but then when we hit number zero, the person on the other end of the line asks what model car we have in year. Why do you need that information from me if you're calling me because my insurance plan ran out? My warranty ran out on my car, but you don't know what car I have. I love messing with scammers. If I'm in the right mood, I'll mess with one all day. Just so hopefully I can keep them on the phone for like 5 minutes, which will lessen their calls and they won't like scam an old person, like, or stupid person. That's my feeling. It's great. And it actually kind of helps with your cold calling skills, because you have to think on the fly. You have to get them tripped up. You have to move with them. So it's a good mind game. So if you have time and you're in the right mood and a scammer calls you, mess with them. It's great. Don't be like mean, but like try to like, it's fun. It's a good mental workout. I feel it is. It keeps me on my toes. But back what I was saying with ask questions, you know what I mean? Make it a conversation, and that's how you're going to make a good impression, is if they feel it's a general, it's a real conversation, and you're not just a salesperson. They know you're a salesperson, but you don't come off as a salesperson. You come off as a buddy. You come off as someone who's there to try to help them, that you're adding, that you're curious, that you're asking questions. That sets a good impression. You know what doesn't set a good impression? I've used this story before, too. It's like when you talk to a friend or you meet a new person and they only talk about themselves. And do you like that person? Usually not. You think that person's an asshole, a dickhead. Like, so don't be that guy in sales. Because if you're an asshole when you're trying to talk to a prospect, it's probably not going to go well for you. It's just probably not. I'm going on a limb here. It's probably not. So you want to make that good first impression. And now more than ever, it's super important, because we're going to have to follow up with people. We're going to have to call them maybe a couple extra times. And if we make this good first impression and they believe in us and they like us, they're going to pick up the second, the third, the fourth phone call that we make for them when we have more information. And if we can build this, this can start to build a foundation that we can build on and we can sell them eventually. That's what we want to do, and it all starts with that first impression. So I just want to kind of go over those three very easy steps. And you might listen to this episode, and you might be like, dude, I can't believe you're already 20 minutes in. I've known everything you've talked about. And guess what? That's awesome. I'm pumped for you. Kill it. I hope you are. Like, I'm not saying this to, like, I want you to do very, very well. And hopefully this is a refresher, or hopefully this is something where you're like, you know what? I have been, you know, kind of what I talked about a couple episodes ago of, like, I have been kind of letting myself go. I have been thinking a little bit too hard. Maybe something I do need to take a step back, breathe, take a deep breath, relax. Make sure it's a conversation and not act like I'm in a hurry. If you can do those things, you're going to have a better, you know, you're going to make a better impression. And when we can work on them now, when cold calling is very, very tough, when cold calling gets easier, when we start getting back to normal, you're going to be an even better monster. You're going to be an absolute monster. I know you're a monster already. You're going to be an even better. What's the Kobe Bryant one? Are you the same animal but a different beast? I love that commercial. And Kanye West is like, what does that mean, Kobe Bryant? Are you the same animal but a different beast? I don't know what that means, but that's also a phenomenal quote. So with that said, I've kept you here way too long. I hope you've enjoyed it. Episode 118. Thank you so much for rocking with me. First impressions, go make sure you go make a great first impression on your cold calls, because it's going to be very important. It's going to set you up for success later. And that's awesome. If you have the time, if you have a minute or two, maybe even 30 seconds if you type fast, like, subscribe, and comment to wherever you listen to the podcast. Follow me on social media at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok at SSC_podcast on Twitter, Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn, Sports Sales Coffee @gmail.com. That's my email address. Slide in my DMs. Let me know your thoughts, your feelings, if you have any ideas for an episode, and just continue to tell a friend about it. This is growing every day, every week, and it's all because of you. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Be on the lookout. I'm going to have a great SSC Live coming up soon, probably next week or the week after. We're setting up the time. It's going to be great. I'm hoping to do those every 2-3 weeks. If you haven't checked one out yet, I hope you do. Give it a listen. And we'll go from there. But hey, thank you so much for the support. I absolutely love it. We're going to keep on rocking. We're going to keep on going. And with that said, if you got something to sell and you have the chance to sell something this week, go sell something. Peace.